Epic Fury is different. It's laser-focused. It's decisive. Destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
The regime is in collapse, and the people are starting to turn against them. We're starting to see defections.
Iran is just a military operation to me. Iran is something that was essentially largely over in 2 or 3 days.
But report the reality. We're winning decisively and on our terms.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to be on the show, speak to me live. If that's the number, if you want to use the chump line, just press 2 and leave a message on the chump line. And we're going to be here all afternoon, and we're going to go through the news of the day. And you know, you learn something new every day. And, you know, I never realized it until the last couple of days, but there are many difficult tasks, chores, jobs in this world. But the most difficult job of all, we've all learned in the last few days, the toughest mission, Mission Impossible for the vast majority of people, is getting a birth certificate. This is why so few people have passports, because it's virtually impossible to get a birth certificate. Even if you were born and you live in the same town, or you live close to the same town or city you were born in, it's just impossible. It's just impossible. And I just wanted to, you know, go over this. All these people, it's almost like it's going to a 12-step program. People are saying, my name is Chuck, and I can't get a birth certificate. I was born in New York, but I can't get my birth certificate. My name is Morning Joe. I was born in some cracker outpost in the panhandle of Florida, but I can't get my birth certificate. None of them can find their birth certificate. Cut 11, please.
I don't know where I'm up. You know where your birth certificate is?
You got to find your birth certificate. If you know where yours is, I have no clue where mine is.
Do you know where your birth certificate is?
Could you find your birth certificate?
No, I couldn't.
Could you find?
I don't know where my birth certificate is.
Do you have a passport or your birth certificate?
Passport or a birth certificate?
Passport.
Birth certificate or a passport?
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Passport.
A lot of Americans don't even have a passport.
Birth certificate. Birth certificate. Their birth certificate.
Birth certificate or passport.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Passports. Passports.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate. Passport.
Passport.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Passport. Birth certificate.
Passport.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Passports.
Birth certificate.
Passport.
Passport.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Remember the old line they used to have in network TV? When people watch network TV in prime time, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your child is? Now it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your birth certificate is? This really stumps them, apparently. How many people in the country have driver's licenses, by the way? Don't you have to show a birth certificate to get a driver's license? I think I read a number recently that 250 million people have driver's licenses in the U.S. And that seems kind of low to me, that number. Seems like it should be a little higher than that. But apparently, I don't know, are they... some people have said, too, what if I don't remember where I was born? I I don't know what you do. What do you do? What if you have birthplace amnesia and you can't remember? I mean, is there a data bank for that you can go to if you don't know where you were born? Can you find out somewhere? I don't know. This is a terrible thing. So this is why they're saying we can't have voter IDs, because nobody can get their birth certificate to get one. Even though the vast majority of adults in the United States of America have driver's licenses, which, as far as I know, every state in the union requires a photo ID on the driver's license and a signature in, I guess, all the states I'm familiar with. 844-500-4242-978. Can any of these people find their own backsides? I doubt it. They would pretend not to be able to find their own backsides, just like they pretend not to be able to find their own birth certificates or obtain their own birth certificates. You know, I've been mentioning this a couple of times as this canard continues to be promoted on TV and in social media. All you need to do is call your city hall or town hall where you were born and have them send it to you. And it costs about $5, $10, depending on where you are. I bet some places would email it to you. If you can wire them the money, they would email it to you. Although you probably don't want to do that. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, haven't these Democrats ever heard of the city or town hall? I know, that's what I'm saying. By the way, I told you yesterday that it would be a big, big story nationally if my district, President Trump's district in Palm Beach County, was not able to elect a Republican state representative to replace the current state representative, the former state representative who quit to become a courthouse hack clerk. And unfortunately, that's what happened. I got out and voted. The mailroom manager voted. We got our neighbors to vote, knocked on the door. Come on, Kenny, get your ass down there to the church. You know, but it wasn't enough. We lost 51-49. I had a bad feeling about it. And sure enough, it's a huge story. I see, I got on my YouTube feed this morning, WRAL, the Channel 5 in Raleigh. Our North Carolina audience knows who I'm talking about. That was the station where Jesse Helms used to be the editorial director. It's changed a lot, as you will see from the story I'm about to tell you. WRAL has a feed. Democrats flip Trump's congressional district. I said, congressional district? I thought it was a state rep's district. And sure enough, they, you know, some 23-year-old in Raleigh, North Carolina, of all places, probably sitting in Jesse Helms' old office with probably has blue hair, a nose ring, a couple of tattoos on her neck. She thought it was, she didn't know the difference between a congressman and a state rep. So this woman, Muffy Pepperidge Etherton, won the seat. 51-49. Really was just, it was bad. It was close. But again, they were all excited to go out and vote. And the Republicans knew that, the local Republicans knew they were in trouble. They were calling over and over and over again. I must have got three messages yesterday from President Trump. Oh my! You think? Wait a second. You're telling me it wasn't President Trump who was texting me directly? It said it was President Trump. Ron DeSantis sent me a couple. They also lost a Senate seat in Tampa, or near Tampa on the West Coast. That was by like 400 votes. Another real close one, though. The Republican woman is going to run again in November. Probably reclaim that seat. I hate, though, to lose these seats, you know? This is something that, it's something in Massachusetts you can only dream about losing a Republican seat, because there aren't any Republican seats after the Kool-Aid cult, Jim Jones Lions and DoorDash deal and Rick Green and the rest of them got through. There are practically no Republicans left. But I don't want that to happen here, you know? The Republicans have been running ads, on social media. Vote Republican, keep Florida free. And that's what I want to keep Florida free. I want to keep America free. I've seen what happens when a state goes totalitarian. It's like, it's not quite as bad as being behind the Iron Curtain, but it's the same principle. And the people that are running Massachusetts would like to make Massachusetts more like East Germany. Mara Healey would like to have Stasi. Not just a few snitch lines. She'd like to have a Stasi of her own. She'd like to have a Berlin Wall to keep people. It only would be like a Methuen Wall or a Merrimack Wall instead of a Merrimack River to keep people from escaping to New Hampshire. 844-500-4242. 508. It's because of you blow-ins. I'm a blow-in? I mean, I've lived all over the place, but I started living in Florida in the 1950s when I was a kid. I went to second grade at Palm Beach Public School, which I drive by every day. I don't think I'm a blow-in. 844-500-4242. 508, I just went online to confirm my discharge of mortgage that it was recorded at the Registry of Deeds. Very simple. The birth certificate process must be equally easy. Yeah, I think maybe you have to actually talk to a human being in the clerk's office to get to get them to send you the birth certificate, whereas in the registry, I think you can just go online and do it. But it's the same thing. It's not the end of the world. They're lying to you again. They're lying to all of us. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave Dispatch Rumble.
At rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble activate.
Howie Carr is back.
So I went to second grade at Palm Beach Public School. Did I say high school? Someone says I said high school. Palm Beach Public School. It's right down there at the corner of Coconut Row and Royal Palm Way. Still there. They got a lot more gates and barriers than when I was a Ute, but it's the same old school. 844. So I'm not a blow-in. Well, you know, I was away for a long, long time, but now I'm back. Today's poll question is brought to you by Harry's. 30 years in, we're still sharp. Like how Harry's spent 10 years crafting their best shave yet. Feel the difference a decade makes. Get your trial set for only $10 and harrys.com/car. harrys.com/car. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is will the U.S. obliterate the Iranians' $10 billion power plant after the five-day pause ends in a couple of days? Yes, no, deadline will be extended, or don't know.
I'm going to say that I'm torn between he's just going to do it to make a point, and he's going to extend the deadline. So I'm going to go with extend the deadline. He's going to extend the deadline.
34% of the audience agrees with you. That's in second place. 46% say yes. in first place.
15%. He's just going to destroy it?
Yeah. 15%.
That would get their attention, wouldn't it? You think there'd be any more cruise missiles fired at the USS Abraham Lincoln if they destroyed the brand new $10 billion power plant? I don't think so.
And 5% say they don't know. Well, we've technically got 5 days before the markets open on Monday, right?
I guess the thing to, you know, I always wonder what happens on Friday nights. You know, I thought he might blow up all the oil refining or all the oil tanks on Karg Island on last Friday night just to get it done. You know, give the markets 2 days to, you know, recuperate from their heart attacks. But he didn't. He just gave it a pass. But this, yeah, you know, this might Friday night. I wouldn't want to be working the overnight shift at the $10 billion power plant. Would you on Friday night?
Sorry, boss. I'm not feeling good today. I got to stay home.
844-500-4242. Barry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to state that if these people are having such a hard time or having a conniption about trying to get a birth certificate, if it's too difficult for them, perhaps voting is not their cup of tea at all, because there's a lot of decisions that they're going to have to make on that ballot, and they're liable to have a meltdown and perhaps wet their pants or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Barry. I mean, if they can't handle getting a birth certificate, making a phone call to City Hall or Town Hall to do that and giving out a credit card number or, you know, going online. I mean, what are they going to do in the workplace, Barry, when they have to, I don't know, change the friolator oil at the at McDonald's? Or change the empty toner on the copying machine at the office they're working at, you know, or sweeping the floor at the supermarket they're working in. It's you know, they can't, if you can't get a birth certificate, you probably need to go into, you know, some kind of assisted living facility. Thanks for the call, Barry. 844-500-4242. 508, I needed a long form birth certificate a few years ago to get a passport. There are websites that will get it for you for a fee. Grace, 339 says, I'm stealing this from Grace, but Mike Barnicle, he was one of the people that was in that cut, doesn't need to find his birth certificate. He can just make one up. Yeah. If you have a real ID, you had to present a birth certificate. This guy says that his stepfather adopted him in Massachusetts. He was born in Torrance, California, Southern California. They issue a new birth certificate when an adoption takes place. The original gets sealed, even though I was with my mom and her new husband and knew my biological dad. Records sent to Sacramento State Capitol. They want you to show up in person. I had to pay $500 to a family member and lawyer to get my birth certificate, plus $50 fee. I guess it's hard. A couple of people have said it's harder in California than it is in most states, but it's most places it's not. What if you're an illegal alien in California? I guarantee you don't have to go through this rigmarole.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
774 says, I live in Fall River, born in Quincy. Got my certificate online. No problems. Well, you're not Chuck Schumer, okay? Chuck Schumer went to Harvard and Harvard Law School, so obviously he's a dumbass. I guess he can't figure out what to do. Master Sergeant Frank Howard, you seem to be unaware that you live in the bright red commie Democrat Southeast Florida. It's not that bright red commie anymore. I mean, you know, DeSantis carried the county in 2022. I think Trump carried the county in 2024. You are a blow-in, just like 60-plus percent of the population of Southeast Florida. Maybe I wasn't born here, so in that sense, I'm a blow-in. But on the other hand, I first lived here when Batista was the dictator of Cuba. I lived here before Fidel came into power and created the great Cuban migration. I've been here a long time, one way or another, in interrupted periods. Master Sergeant Frank says, my family moved to St. Pete in 1955. I was 8 years old. We left in 62. During that entire period, the state of Florida was 98% Democrat. I remember those days. One day, I guess in my third grade or fourth grade, they said, hey, kids, we're all going. You're all going on a bus. It was the middle of the school day. You're all going on a bus. And we said, what? It's the middle of the day. Why are we leaving on a bus? You're going over to West Palm. They put us all on a bus. They said, now roll down the window and start yelling, vote for Bryant. Vote for Ferris Bryant for governor. He was the Democrat. It was a primary coming up. I had no idea who he was. I was like 8 years old. He was an arch segregationist, like every other Democrat in the Sunshine State of Florida. They just put us on the bus. Could they get away with that today? Yeah, they probably could. In Massachusetts, not in Florida. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So people like the sounder. I'm gonna start trying to give you a sounder in the first hour of the show every day. The CBS sounder with an illegal alien news report. Cut 21.
We just learned Fernandez is being held without bond and has a court-appointed public defender. Fernandez is facing first-degree murder charges, and it is related
Charlotte,
to the
North
deadly
Carolina.
Shooting of 44-year-old Ludwin Guzman Morales along Central Avenue on January 24th. Court records show that Fernandez was arrested yesterday. Investigators say a break in the case came just days ago when officers responded to an attempted murder on Albemarle Road. During the investigation, police say they found a gun inside Fernandez's car. They say he later admitted to shooting the victim. After examining that weapon, detectives
so much for getting rid of
the
hot gun
of Guzman Morales. Now Fernandez also has an ICE detainer, meaning he could be taken into federal custody. Here at the Mecklenburg County Courthouse, Fernandez is expected to be seen again on April 14th.
An ICE detainer? Again, it's at the very end of the report. And by the way, is Fernandez, is, in case you're wondering which Fernandez he is, he's Angelvis Jesus Quintero Fernandez. Shot a guy to death, and then they get him when he's got the gun, the murder weapon. He's got it in his car after shooting somebody else. Probably that guy was an illegal alien, too, and I'm sure the guy he killed was an illegal alien. 844-500-4242. No sounder at the expense of the bugle. There's room for both a sounder.
Yeah, we played both.
And a bugle. I mean, come on.
Literally, just played both.
Yeah. Too much criticism here. We're trying to upgrade the product every day, make it better. 844-500-4242. Might as well do another one here. This is the San Francisco airport. This is the one they picked up this illegal alien from Guatemala, by the way, from Guatemala. And this is the NBC News report on the ICE arrest at the San Francisco airport before the agents went in and started, oppressing American travelers by giving them ice water as they stood in the line. Cut three.
This woman was arrested by ICE Sunday at San Francisco's airport. DHS says she's from Guatemala, had a deportation order signed by a judge, and tried to flee as officers were deporting her. DHS saying the incident was unrelated to efforts to help TSA.
Guatemala. But this is the woman. This is crazy. You want to talk about a crazy Karen? This is the crazy Karen is trying to stop the arrest of this woman. They've been trying to throw her out of the country, and her entire family of freeloading foreigners flopping in the U.S. since 2019, and they finally caught up with them, and they're from Guatemala. Jared, would you care to guess what percentage of the Guatemalan illegal population is on welfare? I just got this from Red State.
I'm going to be generous and say 78.
That's very close. 77%.
Oh, wow.
77% are on welfare.
I got to join ICE.
So the odds are about 3-1 that this woman was on at least one form of welfare. That's why she was so excited when the ICE agents lugged her. Because, oh, you mean I have to go back to Guatemala and get a job? I've been on vacation since 2019 here in the People's Republic of San Francisco. Oh, so anyway, here's the anti-ICE Karen trying to stop the Guatemalan welfare recipient from being lugged. Cut four.
What's your name? Can show the badge. Where's the badge?
Where's your badge?
Can someone call 911? Where's your badge? Can I see? Let me see your badge.
Okay.
Can I see your badge? I don't know if that's legitimate.
What is she, a lawyer? Is she an airport lawyer?
Can I see
lawyer?
Your badge number, sir? What is your name? What is your name? Where is your badge number?
I don't want to work.
I'm asking for your badge number, sir. What is your badge number? What is your badge number? We need to see your badge number.
Got it. Really sucks to have to go back to work after a 7-year vacation. All expenses paid. What's your badge number? What's your badge number?
Howie, I'm not familiar, but you've covered law for a while. Is any federal agent or any police officer required to show their badge to a person not involved in any type of police action?
Okay, no,
I didn't think so.
And the other thing is, those guys are wearing, uniforms that
right?
make it pretty damn clear that they are emissaries of one law enforcement agency or another. They got on these black jackets and, initials stitched across the back of them. God. You know what they say in Guatemala, as 508 points out? We don't need those stinking badges. It's the same thing in San Francisco Airport. Badges? Karen, we don't have to show you no stinking badges. 844-500-4242. 774. How the bleep did Emily Gregory, I call her Muffy Pepperidge Etheridge, beat John Maples in that state rep race that included Mar-a-Lago? Disappointed Cape Cod listener. The Republicans, not, you know, I got out and voted. Everybody I know got out and voted. We all went out because we knew this could happen. But a lot of Republicans were just asleep at the switch. They like the way things are going. They're not unhappy, and they don't think that Florida could go the way of Massachusetts or New York or California or Illinois. And those of us who are refugees, you know, we know different. We got out and voted, but we were only 49% to the 51% of the communists that voted. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. I want to make the point that, our military's performed very well and we've blown the heck out of Iran. But unless we end up with control of the oil, we have not met our objectives in there. You think about it, that country can produce 3 to 4 million barrels a day. If if they clear $15 a barrel, that's $45 million to $60 million in proceeds. And if it's left in the hands of the mullahs, they'll quickly rebuild everything that we broke.
I agree, Patrick.
I think we have to finish the mission.
I agree, too. I mean, it's just that we just can't keep going back in there, you know, year after year after year. And, you know, now they go, well, didn't Trump say in June that we destroyed their capability? Yeah, and they rebuilt it. We've got to make sure they can't rebuild it again. There's a story in the New York Times wire right now, Patrick, that Netanyahu is concerned that that Trump is going to declare victory prematurely. He's ordered the IDF to destroy everything in Iran's armaments industry. Everything. Get rid of everything by in the next 48 hours, just to make sure. I think we gotta take Karj Island and just make sure that we control all the oil that's being shipped out. So if they get out of line, we cut them off. And they've got to give up the uranium, the enriched uranium. They got to give it to us. We got to get it out of there. I don't know what the hell we're going to do with it. Ship it to the, you know, shoot it into the space or whatever. I don't know. And they've got to have no more ballistic missiles. We have to overthrow the government. They have to be defanged. You know, maybe, I don't know, you have to have after World War II, denazification. After Saddam Hussein was overthrown, de-bathification. Now you have to just de-mullify the government. The people don't want these scum around. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, I'm Howie Carr.
Badges. We ain't got no badges.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Six 617 says, since when do we owe these Guatemalans a lifetime all expenses paid vacation? Since they passed the Immigration Reform Act of 1965, if you're looking for a precise date. That's when they all decided they could come up here and live on the arm. Which immigrants are the biggest offenders? This is from Red State last week. Aliens from Afghanistan, 87% are on welfare after all these years. The Dominican Republic, 78%. No surprise there. Guatemala, where this woman at the San Francisco airport, 77%. Honduras, 75%. Mexico, 67%.
Everything free in America.
On the other end, Korean immigrants, only 28%. Canada and the UK, 21%. India, 15%. They're buying all the mom and pop liquor stores. They're putting everybody to work. They got the the slow times. It's gramps and grandma are working. You don't find too many Guatemalans buying liquor stores, though, do you? Find them robbing them, but shoplifting in them. But they lack the enzymes to metabolize the alcohol. 844-500-4242. 508, that crazy broad sounded like the COVID Karen who chewed my ass a few years back when I didn't have my mask on at the dump. Yeah, that really was a COVID-type flashback with her insanity. Jim from Maine says, so they have to stop what they're doing, the agents, and demonstrate to this Karen that she knows the difference between a legitimate badge and what isn't a legitimate badge? The answer is no. Actually, the answer is F no.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Oh, yes, you do. I have a trust fund. I contributed money to Kamala Harris. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, how's it going, man?
Very good.
Hey, I just want to let you know, getting through your caller line, I mean, it's almost as hard as getting a birth certificate. I mean, but not quite as hard. So listen, Howie, I mean, I was born, my father was Marine Corps. I was born in El Toro Marine Corps base.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore. Then they took all the records from El Toro, and I believe they sent them to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And they had a fire in the building where all the records were stored. So I had to go get a passport, and I had to go to Germany for work. And I was like, the place isn't even there anymore. It's like, how am I going to get my birth certificate? Well, it wasn't that hard. I was able to get my birth certificate, and within you know, a few weeks, I had it. You just got to make the right phone calls, and I mean,
right.
It's not that hard.
Right.
You know, and you think about it, Howie. These Democrats, they will come up with every government-funded program to help somebody out. I mean, how quick did they get Obama phones out, Howie?
Oh, exactly. You know, no,
how hard was it for them to get to America? You know, all these illegals. I mean, they had people all the way on the trail up here helping them
right.
out.
What
giving
if,
them money,
Bob,
giving
Rob,
them
what
back.
If they said? What if they said if you get your birth certificate, we'll give you $100 extra on your food stamps. I guarantee you that I'll come up with it. Right. And somebody else says, have you noticed how the Democrats are always dragging their feet when something requires any effort to do? That is true, too. You know, this is all BS. I mean, but this is just, the latest. They've always got an excuse for not doing the right thing, for why they can't do the right thing, for why the waste, fraud, and abuse must continue. And the birth certificates are this week's alibi. I'm Howie Carr.